Now D-U-Z Does brings you The Goldbergs.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Loomis didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Does.
Now she knows that Does, D-U-Z, is best.
That does everything.
You see, Mrs. Loomis was from Missouri, and, well, you just had to show her. Every wash day, she'd look at her big stack of clothes and say,
oh, I'd like to see anybody show me how to get this wash clean. Look at all those streaky bath towels. Dad's overalls. Does he wipe the machinery on them? Honestly, I must have a dozen rayon slips to bother with again. All my wash is the limit.
And then this lady who didn't became a lady who does. Yes, someone finally showed Mrs. Loomis that does best. This new kind of soap does everything. Does gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning work clothes, and extra safety for the pretty colors. Well, now Mrs. Loomis is showing everyone else.
Look at my towels, white as clouds. And did you ever see cleaner overalls? They're a snap with Does. So long, hard scrubbing.
Now Mrs. Loomis brags about those rayon slips. She found Does takes extra care of colors.
Look how much brighter they are. Say, this Does can't be beat. It does everything.
This new kind of soap is best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Does outdoes them all with the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. Does best. Does everything. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. It's one of those bright, crisp winter mornings in Lastonbury when the air feels cleaner and sharper than it seems ever to have felt before. And it's the beginning of a big day for Amadeo, Molly's young Spanish-speaking relative from Mexico. This will be Amadeo's first day in an American school. In the momentary excitement, Molly has put aside all thoughts of Mr. Reynolds and the Molly for Council movement. Right now, Molly is a mother again, mother of a young boy about to be sent off to school for the first time. Everything's being readied for the moment when Teresa arrives to pick up Amadeo. Listen.
Rosie, darling, see where the hands of the clock are, dear?
Do you want to know what time it is?
Yes, if you will, please, dear.
Amadeo's getting dressed.
Yeah, that's good, darling. Could you explain to him that he's going to school?
Uh-huh.
Ha-ha. Ha-ha means yes. Ha-ha-ha means no.
Yes, Mama,
oh,
darling.
Thank you very much. What time did Teresa say she'll be here,
well,
darling?
She didn't say, but she'll be here in time.
That's good. You think there's plenty of time yet, huh?
It's early yet, Ma.
Yeah.
I'm sure Teresa will be here, and
unless?
Well, maybe she's embarrassed.
Embarrassed? Well, why should Teresa be embarrassed? Embarrassed means ashamed. Why should a young, sweet, lovely, delicious, marvelous girl like Teresa be ashamed? Or maybe they said something not so so-so when she was here last night?
You know what I mean, Ma. They didn't want to talk about it after Teresa left, about her conversation with her father.
Her conversation with her father was very personal, not because she started to speak English and then she started to speak Spanish. If she wanted to speak not personal, she would speak English. And I didn't like when you took the dictionary to look up ultra something, whatever it was.
Well, Mom, maybe Teresa knows that we understood what she meant.
How could she know we understood what she meant? And whatever she meant, I don't want to mull for the discussion,
please. Well,
maybe
she didn't think, though, that we understood what she meant, Ma.
So that's why she's not coming, because she understood what she meant?
Well, she said something about being another woman in Mr. Reynolds' life.
And that conversation, I want a period. When it comes to other women and Mr. Reynolds and that, I want a double period.
All right, Ma.
And remember, I don't want
my
say, and I don't want embarrassed, and I don't want further conversation. That is with a double period from here on forward. And remember, I love you also. Only remember that. Who is that by the barn? Who?
Mr. Fernandez.
Yeah? You see that in Teresa Mark?
No.
Oh.
Is Mr. Fernandez still milking the cows for us, Mark?
Evidently, because he's keeping his cow also, Jesse, and in my barn, because Mr. Reynolds don't like cows on the state, and Mr. Fernandez wants a cow now with a shortage of butter. He has milk, and he churns himself and he has butter himself, so he's keeping his cow, and for that, he's milking mine cow. Mm. You hoot to him, maybe he'll come in, he'll swallow a cup of coffee. Let me, darling, let me go by the door. You catch a cold.
All right, Ma, I could go.
It's all right, there
you
go. So
I'm going. I'm the one to catch a cold. You could have pneumonia. You, Mr. Fernandez.
Hey.
Come in, swallow a cup of coffee.
Hey, Master, a little extra wine.
Yeah? All right. That's good. Do that.
What did you say?
He will after a while.
Oh. See that Amadeo don't forget his letter, yeah, darling?
What letter, Ma?
The letter he wrote to Jose, and I still don't know who Jose is.
You will, Ma. Teresa will ask him, and you'll be hearing from Papa soon, and he'll know.
Boy, I hope so. Papa went to Mexico, and I don't know. I don't hear, and I don't know, and I don't know what is keeping him. Oh, mine toast. We see mine toast. Quickly, mine toaster don't jump anymore. And put another piece of bread. Leave the blank pieces. I'll crumb it for my sparrow.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, my dear. Where are you going? Wait for your breakfast. Where are you going?
I want to go out and see Mr. Fernandez and ask him how that job of mine is coming along.
Oh.
I'm supposed to be getting a job in the Reynolds Estate, unless you'd rather I didn't, Mrs. Goldberg.
Me? Why should I rather you didn't?
Well, you're running for councilwoman, and Mr. Reynolds is running for councilman, and one against the other.
Mike, please, I'm not running yet.
You didn't turn it down, did you?
Well, it's going to be a meeting, Mike.
If I'm your campaign manager, maybe that's all the job I'll need.
Oh, Mike, dear, you came here to learn how to be a farmer.
Well, I've learned a few things already. I know that eggs grow on bushes and potatoes have eyes.
Come and sit down, darling, and have breakfast. Mike, Mr. Fernandez coming in also, so sit down.
Here, Mike.
Here, where's the orange juice? Here. Oh, here's orange juice, dear.
Thank you.
Here, should I fry you or scramble you, Mike?
Hard boil, that's me.
Oh. Mr. Fernandez?
Hello.
Come in.
Hello. Hello.
Come in and sit down.
How about that job at Mr. Reynolds' place?
I don't know, Mike. Maybe it's better I don't ask Mr. Reynolds for favors. Maybe I'm going to leave, too.
Why, how long have you been working for him?
Too long.
Sit down, Mr. Fernandez.
Yeah, no, I smell too much like a barn, no?
No. Don't be foolish.
Well, just a little coffee. I don't feel too good today.
Maybe it's better if you didn't came over. If you're not feeling so well, after all, you're not such a young man, Mr. Fernandez.
When I sick this way, better for me I go outside, away. Come over here to your barn. Better for me than stay in my house, which belongs to Mr. Reynolds.
Oh, sugar? Cream for your coffee?
Thank you, Mike. Yeah.
Maybe if I make you an egg, Mr. Fernandez, you'll feel a little better.
Gracias, Senora Goldberg. No, only coffee.
Mr. Fernandez, maybe there's something I can do?
Maybe. We talk sometime after.
Oh, all right, dear. All right, sweetheart.
Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Good morning.
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Cómo está usted?
Bueno, ¿qué le pasó al marco de
este
cuadro?
Down. Say, we better get an interpreter around here. I want to know what all this conversation's about.
Come to have breakfast. What's that picture?
He broke the frame on that picture.
Oh.
Estaba en el baúl y se me rompió.
Ah, sí.
Who is that, Amadeo? Whose picture is that?
Amadeo, ¿de quién es el cuadro?
Oh, es de mi amigo José.
Ah, sí? That is José.
Oh.
He's pretty enough to be impetuous.
Well, let me see. Look at Rosalie, look. Oh, my. A little bit like Sammy, not? Huh?
No,
no, don't think the eyes a little bit like Sammy's, no?
No.
I think, yes.
God.
Sit down, darling. Sit down. Mr. Fernandez, ask him who José is.
I know. I tell you after.
Drink your coffee, darling. Mr. Fernandez, drink your coffee. Drink your milk, Amadeo. Yes, darling? And then you're going to go to school. You're going to learn A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Leave the picture. I'll find the frame in the garage.
Amadeo, la señora dice que encuentra un marco en la guardia,
¿eh? Muy bien. Pero tenga cuidado.
Sí, cómo no, ¿eh?
You're waiting for Teresa, no?
My daughter, Teresa, not coming.
Oh.
Oh, no?
Well, I'll take Amadeo to school.
Drink, darling. Rosie will take you. Get Amadeo's galoshes.
All right, I will.
Come on, eat Amadeo.
Eat, darling. Who's
Mr.
that?
Mr. Reynolds, Mom.
Mr. Reynolds is perplexed. He's coming in?
No. He's come to take Amadeo to school. You take boy, Mike.
Sure. What's wrong with Reynolds?
I don't like that man.
Here, Amadeo, your galoshes.
The galoshes.
Well, that ain't Marco.
Si, come on.
Here, I'll help you.
Fix the buckle.
Okay.
Bueno, ahora fuera. Pórtate bien, nos veremos más tarde. Y te daré el marco, eh?
Okay.
Yeah, go, darling. Be careful. And tell Mr. Reynolds you're taking Amadeo to school.
I'll tell him.
Come on, kid. Hasta luego.
Button Amadeo's neck, darling.
All right. Hasta la vista, Amadeo.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know. A child is in the house. It's full. Wonderful. Tell me, Mr. Fendale, what's the matter?
I fix picture.
That's all right. Leave the picture, Matt. Tell me, did Amadeo tell you who Jose is?
See.
Yeah?
He's man.
Yeah.
Lived always in next house to him in Mexico.
Oh.
Mexico.
Uh-huh,
right?
Yeah.
And he loves him very much.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, mira, you look at face and you see it's good, no?
Wonderful.
Young, nice.
Beautiful.
Señora Goldberg.
Yeah.
That's what I want for my Teresa. Somebody young and good. Not old and bad, eh? That's not for my Teresa. Mrs. Goldberg, I don't have no woman to talk to. My wife, well, she's not living long time. You tell me, Mrs. Goldberg, what to do. How she can love such a man. She's only child. I can't tell her much.
So why didn't you leave, before? Why did you stay and wait there if you saw what was happening, coming with Teresa and Mr. Reynolds or whatever it, huh?
Because I can't, Mrs. Goldberg. Because I'm coward. That's why. I can't talk because I'm bad man, too. Mrs. Goldberg, I'm very bad man.
You know, it seems like everybody has the same question on his mind these days.
How long will the war last? Everybody said Germany would fall before winter.
And everybody was wrong.
How about the top Army and Navy men? Can't they tell us?
Well, they don't know the exact week or month peace will come. But here's what they do say. There's plenty of tough fighting still to be done in Europe. And then it will take at least a year and a half, maybe 2 years, to lick the Japs.
That long? I thought we'd killed a lot of Japs. Sunk a lot of their ships.
Sure, but Japan still has a large fighting army, a large navy, and defeating them isn't a simple matter. We'll have to transport shiploads of men, shiploads of equipment over very long distances, and that takes time. Our fighting men will need our all-out support until the war is completely over. We help them when we stay on war jobs till release, when we buy bonds and observe wartime regulations. Yes, there's still hard fighting ahead. Are you doing everything you can to make that fight easier and shorter? Well, Mr. Fernandez certainly feels strongly about his daughter's impending marriage to Mr. Reynolds. But what did he mean when he said he stayed on with Mr. Reynolds out of cowardice? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Dove, the soap that does everything in your wash. Your grocer's paper bags and cardboard cartons have gone to war. So when you shop, take your own shopping bag or basket with you.